Blog yes. Talk Radio.
We are going live with playing in the background. We have some Inner City Blues. Yes, sir. Yes, we do. And we just want to welcome you because you are now entering the Love Vault on Friday, August 27th, 2021, featuring none other than Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, where you are listening to, in the background, as I said before, from the vault of Mella Music. Welcome, Gullah Soul Music listeners. This is your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Falco Designs at www.anaisevalcour.com, broadcasting to you worldwide, where I am having a wonderful time, and the appreciation and love goes out to all of you tuning in and supporting Lee by hitting that follow button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/Lee Alston, which is #1 music. This is going to be another great night as we dig in and taste what's in the crates from In the Vault. We have some mellow music for those of you who have not heard of Lee, which a lot of you have heard because you're tuning in, or you may not have heard of Gullah Soul Music. So get yourself situated, get acquainted with your favorite beverage, water, cranberry juice, ha ha ha, or, you know, whatever, some champagne, some wine, some cheese, and just listen to those soulful tunes and let everybody know about Gullah Soul Music. If you want to shout out to Lee, the number is 516-418-5857. But most of you just like to tune in and listen to what's going on, listen to his music, because it's different. It's not like your normal music that you hear every day. And as I said, you can always go to n1m.com/Lee Alston to check out, listen to, download all of his music, because, honey, you have made this man past infamous or famous, as a lot of his songs go to #1. And so, first, as Tina Turner would say, we're going to start off nice and easy, E-A-Z-Y, and get some Gullah Soul Music, and then we're going to go at it with some church music. Yes, sir, some church music. So, as we listen to Inner City Blues, then we're going to go to the music promo, and then we're going to have an introduction of none other than Lee Alston of Freeport, Texas. Yes, sir, none other than Lee Alston. Yes, some good old music. The Inner City Blues. Yes, sir.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio.
Yes, it is.
The Soulistic Music Revival. Coming right at you. Hip-hop. Soul music. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
So, Brother Lee, what's up? What's happening, my man? What's good with you? Welcome, welcome,
man.
Welcome. What's coming from the vault today? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm here in the vault with Miss Inez, and I'm here
yes,
in the vault
sir.
With y'all. Yeah, man, like I said, we had another good work week today. Everybody went home safe,
good.
No incidents, everything's good. All good. I want to thank all my fans, supporters, and listeners for your downloads, shares, purchases
mm-hmm.
on numberonemusic.com. Y'all made that promo
on,
number one this week. Yeah, man, I want to thank y'all out there worldwide, France, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Australia, Africa, Canada, U.S., man, who else? All of y'all out there,
everywhere.
Man. All of y'all. Worldwide,
yeah.
Man. Y'all made
yeah.
that song number one on the numberonemusic.com Hot 1000 playlist. And I want to thank
come
y'all
on,
once
now.
Again for making me a number one this week. And so, you know, I'm ready to hang out with y'all tonight in the vault, feeling real good. You know, we got some good songs for y'all to relax to tonight. You had a long work week or...
Yes,
yeah, one of those
did.
Weeks, man, you had to scratch your head a few times, man, and shake your head a few times and throw your hands up several times, but that's cool. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah,
I got some good news. I got good news to cure your blues.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus Christ, man, for real. I got good news
hello.
To cure your blues tonight. Yeah, man. So I got Miss Inez, you know, in the cut with
hello.
Me tonight, man, the greatest producer, man, helped me produce these shows, and the greatest fans and listeners tuning in. I thank y'all for hanging out with us tonight, man. And y'all can tell I'm hyped, I'm amped up, man, and I'm ready to
yes,
do this show
is.
With y'all. And I'm just looking forward to hanging out with y'all this evening. Yeah, man, everything is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, everything is everything. And this man, he has some of the most wonderful love songs, love ballads, whatever you want to call them, heartstring pullers. And it's just funny because when we play certain songs, a certain woman who just, you know, interferes with my vibe, his wife, you know, she just comes on and starts giggling and they get all diabetic comatized because it gets all sugary and just like that. But it's nothing but the love that they share for each other. And I love it because, you know, it's love like that just like, you don't see that a lot, and it's just real evident through his music and through her that they love each other genuinely, not this fake junk, you know, because she gets to giggling too, and when we do songs and things like that. So I just appreciate her joining in, and so we're going to get ready, or get started, I should say, on the song called Vow of Celibacy, and that is taken from 1 Thessalonians 4:36, and we're gonna do church, then we're gonna go to church after we do church. And so 1 Thessalonians 4:33-36 says, "But this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, not just a little bit, but everything, all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified." So this wonderful song that was created, penned, consummated, I guess that you want to say, by Mr. Lee is called The Vow of Celibacy. And so once we hear this, we can discuss the song. So here we go.
Yeah.
Would it be cool if I gave you roses just because?
Would it be cool
if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I place this ring on your finger?
Would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord?
Would it be cool
if I gave you roses just Would it be cool if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I placed this ring on your finger?
Would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord? Marriage is a holy union between a man and a woman. And I can't give you my body until I do the right thing and stand before God, confess my love for you, and be married to you. I'm your husband, and you as my wife. That's the way it has to be.
Would it be cool
if I gave you roses just because?
Would it be cool?
And if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I placed this ring on your finger?
Would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord? That would be cool when we do it the right way. Because you gotta understand something. I can't give you my body until I marry you. We gotta make it right before God.
Come on now.
Only the beauty of holiness I can do this. And it's only if I marry to you. It's got to be right. It's got to be right, yeah. Gotta be right, gotta be right before the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Vow
celibacy.
You got to be right before the Lord. But before we go into how he got this song, there's this young lady who calls in. She calls in every time we talk about these love songs. And her name is Angie Alston. So we want to welcome Miss Angie Alston also. Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for joining. Listen to him. He just be giggling. Listen to him in the background. He's giggling.
I'm
all
giggling.
Giggling
over here.
Oh, it's so
giggling. That's that love.
I love it. That's that love. L-U-H, love. How are you doing,
Miss
Lady?
I'm doing good, good, doing good. Glad you made it safe on your trip.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was getting kind of worried that it's like, oh, Lord, I'm not going to be able to do this show. I'm going to have to do one way or another. I'm going to get it. I said, the devil ain't going to hold me back. So,
oh, yeah.
So we made it. So,
it's always
a
way.
Here we are. You know, God will make a way if you let him. That's the song that I know of. God will make a way if you let him. So he is the top shelf, and then there's others, okay? So, but this vow of celibacy. So how did he, I'm going to talk to you. How did he get you? If he had this vow of celibacy, you know, he had to do something to get you. How did he get you?
Well, you know, he wrote the song about, you know, when he saw me in the church. But what he didn't know is I spotted him when he walked through the door. So I had my eye on him just like he had his eye on me.
He had his eye on the sparrow, huh? So See, God has those alignment of stars. So, you know, y'all had your eye on each other. So, you know, it was destined. It was definitely destined for y'all to be together.
And as a matter of fact, I did the song before I even met her. And this song was actually a song of preparation for me, because
Okay.
You know, and you read that scripture, you know, where the song came, you know, comes from, and, you know, and it's
correct.
I believe that's what a lot of people, you know, we need to really, really focus on because, you know, God honors marriage. He didn't say significant other or boyfriend, girlfriend. It's the marriage.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
you know, and I believe, you know, for the most part, a lot of us have made mistakes in and out of relationships and consummate relationships, you know, and you know, and then when you consummate those relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, and you go with that person for a while, you break up and you get into another relationship, and every time you consummate that marriage, all you're basically doing is complicating your journey to meet that husband and wife that God has for you. So what you do,
okay.
I had to do this for me. I had to stop. You know what I'm saying? I had to stop. You know, the dating and consummating relationships and intimacy relationships and focus on my relationship with God first. Get me right first. And then when he gets me right, then he'll send me to that one that's been praying for me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, the you know the symbolism and the metaphoric. I said another show with Adam, even a word metaphoric, but it's going to be a word now because my, I'm gullah anyway. So the metaphoric is what I'm saying. So the symbolism about it wouldn't be cool. You know, would it be cool if I just give you roses just because? You know, no special, you know, reason, no date on the calendar. Let me give you roses just because I'm thinking about you. Would it be cool?
Right.
Would it be cool if we could just take a walk in the park? Would it be cool if we could just sit down, watch a little TV and talk? Would it be cool if we could just abstain from intimacy, sexual activity? Would it be cool? So that way we can keep ourselves close to God, so when it's time to walk the aisle, then we can do this right before God. And then in the beauty of holiness, it would, it's fine. It's okay for you to be intimate with that, that man and that woman in that relationship because you're married before God, and it's cool. Now it's cool. We're in the beauty of holiness now. So, you know, so it's a thing that we have to understand also is that men are not from Mars and women ain't from Venus. So we got to get that out the head. It ain't even about, you know what I'm saying? We need to be real about this thing. We need to just understand that every living being, every human being has a soul. And it's what we do with these bodies. We got to remember that. Stop worrying about men. Why do men do this? Why do women do that? Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? Why do men lie? Why do women lie? See what I'm saying? Everybody, if we're not careful, does the same thing wrong if we're not careful. So we cannot say, well, it's just the men that do this. It's just the, everybody would do whatever if you're not walking in God's light, in his righteousness. You know what I'm saying? So we need to focus on us in our relationship with God first, and then we can prepare ourselves for that husband and that wife. Stop saying you're going to be an old maid. Stop saying you're going to be by yourself. You're already speaking that. Well, you're going to believe what you speak. You know what I'm saying? If you believe you're going to be an old maid, then guess what? You're going to be an old maid. If you believe there ain't nobody out there for you, you'll believe that, and that's what you're going to walk in. All you got to do is just get yourself right with God, your relationship with him, and let him work on you, and then as he's working on you, then he's preparing you. You, man, you, hey, we tailor-made for somebody. Tailor-made just for us, bottom line. So
that's right.
That's why I came in with the song, because I had to get it to a place of preparing myself for this woman right here. I didn't know who she was even when I made this song, but I was spiritually preparing myself. I didn't know her when I met her. I didn't know her. I didn't get the name right. But you know what? I had the wrong name with the right woman. It's all good. It's all good.
You got the right one, baby.
Yeah, man.
But what God was talking to you before, you know, you even found her, preparing you for her. So
That's right.
Everybody listen. For everybody, there is somebody. You know, you just
have to
prepare yourself for them. But people don't realize, oh, I you know, I ain't good enough for this person. You don't know who God's got for you. Quit going seeking for somebody. God will,
that's right,
will send that person to you. You know, you may not know their name or what have you, but but God has somebody for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I know somebody who wants to go to China, wants to go to Japan, wants to go all these different places to find a woman. It's like, baby, no. What's for you is for you. Quit going to look for somebody. You just need to be still and be quiet and let God,
you know,
prepare you and prepare that woman for you. Because he had been hurt so bad, you know, that now he just wants to go find someone. I said, sweetheart, you know, you go find somebody. No, that's not going to be the right one for you. So this
vow
of celibacy,
you're right about that.
You know, gets you prepared for what God has for you, but you have to wait and be patient as well.
That's right.
What you got to do. You got to just wait and be patient and quit trying to find the first one for you. You know, you could be 60 years old.
I thought I was going to actually move back to Georgia. I said, I'm moving back to Georgia. Uh-huh.
That's what
I'm gonna find me. I'm gonna find me a Georgia peach. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I said to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that peach
may
be right.
No, it's right here.
That peach may be rotten, so don't be trying to go find something not for you. Everything is for you. You know, not everything is for you. And once people realize that, and they come and be in God's presence, it's like, man, if I just wait and be patient, God has everything for me. You know, for me. And this leads us to our next song. It's kind of as Lee was saying, it's supposed to be a church song, but all your songs either church or love. So God is love.
Right.
So whatever you say, I don't care what you say. It says, I found all I need. And that, be quiet, Angie. Be quiet, Ladybug. I found all I need. And that's taken from Matthew 7:7-12. And it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. See, that's what I'm saying. You said it's a church song, but in essence, it's a song of celibacy as well. You just got to be patient.
Right.
And all that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Oh, what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, going down to Georgia to find that peach, know to give good fruits unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things, which is Miss Angie, baby, to them that ask him. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. See, just be patient. It's right there. Everything you need is in the B-I-B-L-E, which is basic instructions before leaving Earth or being on Earth and everywhere else. So this song, I put in this category of love vows, I found all that I need. So I'm fitting to play this from here.
I've
searched all over. Yes, I did. I thought I was going to lose my mind. So many places I've seen. Enough hurt to last a lifetime. I found all that I need.
celibacy.
Yes, I've made mistakes. I ask you, please forgive me. Heal my wounded heart. Please build me up and make me free. All I ever wanted to be is love.
I'm just tired of you. You got everything you need in Angie and the piano and your music and God. What else you need? You'd be thumping that bass, you already told the story of why you do what you do, because you didn't want to depend on anybody else, because, you know, they leave you stranded.
Bail on it, yeah.
So God gave you what you need, and that's why I say these songs, they could be church, they could be jazz, they could be love ballads. It doesn't matter where you put them, they fit right in the way that I tell it. Shoot, by the time I tell something, it's going to be real good and juicy. But that song, all that, it's so pretty. That is very pretty.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that piano in the background, boy, you was... I took lessons for 9 years, and I don't sound like that.
Well, you know, a lot of people used to my, you know, a lot of the soul stuff that I do, or the very the soulful stuff, or the stuff that I do like in a funk genre. But like I said on some other segments, that, you know, I studied the Mozart
classical
and the Bach and the. The Steinmetz, all these. I play some in the symphonic orchestra. So on this particular song, I wanted to do more of a classical number, and so I went straight on piano and just, you know, and hit the ivories on there and did what I had to do, to, you know, and everything, and bring this piece out. to where I needed mm-hmm. to be, how I was feeling. So, yeah, all glory be to God, of course, you know. So all glory to him, you know, and I think mm-hmm. it's pouring into me because, you mm-hmm. know, like you were saying, man, I was depending on people to meet
right.
me at the studio, and either they were late, never showed up, no call, no show.
Right.
And so
mm-hmm.
that's when I began to say, well, I'm just going to let God pour into me, and I'm going to learn
mm-hmm.
these instruments. And so I could be effective and do what I need to do. But yeah, I'm thankful to God for all this, you know. So it's, you know, of course, all glory be to him. Yeah, I found all I need and I got it. Sure. Yeah.
Hey, and that's what makes you beautiful, you and your wife. And that's our next song,
yeah.
What Makes You Beautiful. We'll talk about that on the other side. What makes you
all
beautiful?
Right.
Just your heart
solid.
And your soul
yeah.
and just everything. Here we go.
Yeah.
Makes you beautiful is the way you show unconditional love. Over and over you prove your love for me. What makes you beautiful is the God that shows up in you and the way you glorify. So it's reviving again. You truly encourage my heart. What makes you so beautiful is the smile upon your face. You radiate, telling the story from your soul. What makes you beautiful is the way say hello to me, so genuine love from your heart. What makes you beautiful is the way you give of yourself so unselfishly. Yes, it's the Christ in you I see. What makes you love of God
Both of y'all some lucky people, because I I mean, you have a man that sings to you, sings about you. I'm just sick of y'all. But you know, that's all right. But it's good. But it's good because, you know, not everybody can express themselves, you know, how they want to express themselves. And he does it, you know, in poetry, in music,
right.
You know, and just, you know, through God, through everything, you know, he has that talent, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Andy, you are a blessed woman, a very blessed woman.
Yes, I am.
You know, so, you know, if he ever gets sick of you, you know, I'll do the vow of celibacy so he can look for what's beautiful in me.
No, this is a rap, baby. He ain't going nowhere.
I know that. I mean, I just want him for the play in the bass, and it's just beautiful to have, you know, to have that love and that spirit of love, you know, in the household, because there are so many households that don't have that. So,
you know,
everybody is, you know, with the COVID and everything, and everybody is either passing away, you know, they don't want to be in the same area as a certain person, but you know, you guys with the songs, if I could play all the songs throughout the whole night, you know, just the songs that you have created, you know, would make me want to stay at home too. That's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say about that. But do you want to do some shout outs with to anybody?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Michelle Backman at the Cajun Shack Mobile Food Service. To those of y'all in the Houston area, Brazoria County, Matagorda County, she's located right here in Brazoria County. And for those of y'all here in Texas, y'all know where Brazoria County is if you live around this area, in the Houston area. And so y'all need to see about going to see what she's got going on, man. She's an excellent cook. She's been doing this a long time. Food is good. Food is slammy. I need to check it out. And I'll be plugging that as time goes on. But, yeah, I mean, get on an interview so she can talk to y'all as well as time goes on. But I had to plug. I also want to plug on tonight, give a shout-out to Brazoria County Truck Outfitters and Mike's Paint Body Shop in Angleton, Texas. y'all, I'm telling you, if you need your truck, car, look at, I've had my vehicles tinted over there, truck looked at, everything, man. Y'all need to go check them out. The Brazoria County Truck Outfitters in Angleton, Texas. Mike's Paint and Body Shop in Angleton, Texas. Donnie Wilter, the owner. Y'all need to go over there, man, and get your vehicles looked at. They're real good, man. Solid what they do. I also want to give a shout out to Henry Jones III, God First Established 2010 Clothing Apparel. This brother keeps me looking extravaganza. He keeps me looking right.
Okay.
And so with my T-shirts and everything that he makes for me and everything, and, you know, he's been doing this quite a while, and he's over in Port Arthur, Texas. Y'all can go look him up, man, God First Established 2010.com, and go check them out. And I just want to give a shout out to these people on tonight, and give a shout out to all you beautiful people out there tuning in.
Hey.
All of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm Gullah Geechee, so I say all of y'all. Not all of you. All of y'all.
Not all of y'all out there.
All of y'all beautiful people out there tuning in tonight, showing a brother some love. For these two beautiful people with me on the air tonight, Ms. Inez and Angie.
Hello.
And the whole world out there, man.
Excuse
y'all are beautiful people.
Don't
let nobody make you believe different. You know what I'm saying? We live in a society where people look on the outside to value your worth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking in the metaphoric right now, because I use a lot of that in my lyrics, a lot of similarism. If a metaphor ain't a word, I'm making it a word, because I'm Gullah Geechee, so y'all know what I'm talking about. Metaphoric. That's what I'm coming from. So Yeah, man. It is. Okay, we're solid then. I'm with my vernacular is on point then. Yeah, see, I can't. Yeah. So I love y'all. Much love to everybody out there. And y'all, and let's support one another. You know some people, you know, trying to come up, do some stuff. You know, let's support one another, man. It's enough for everybody out here to progress. And let's get on the move on up there, you know what I'm saying? And let's come up together and let's increase. Yeah, man. So that's my shout out to y'all on the night, to all y'all beautiful people out there. Much love. Yeah, man.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Beautiful people. But I think you did the order wrong. I think you should have had Angie's name first and then my name, but I appreciate you saying my name before her name. I caught that one, Andy. I'm trying to tell you. No, that was good. Thank you so much. You're so funny.
Yeah.
You are so funny. But next, the song, so she's talking about beautiful people, Love's in Your Face. And so, and then we're going to have Rock Me Calm and Easy. And then after you rock me calm and easy, that will take you to tears, as I say. So those are our next three selections, unless somebody has something else. Angie, do you have a selection you'd like to hear this evening?
Oh, no, I'm enjoying all of them are my favorite selections.
Okay. You right in my category, because they just make you feel, it's just feel-good music. You know, Gullah Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about You make food, or somebody do some food as well, some Gullah Soul food?
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that, man. We, you know, and I was thinking about that today, you know, growing up, Gullah, you know, a lot of my folk, you know, they lived off the land, of course, and so they passed that down, you know, and so it's like, you know, I'm blessed because I come from my own beginnings, like I said before in another program. You know, I've eaten the smothered squirrel and grits, and I've eaten filet mignon and rack of lamb. You know what I'm saying? pork neck bones and all that. So it's like, you know, we still cook Gullah here in the house. You know, so every you know, when I get that taste of red rice and red gravy and grits and stuff like that, man, they get in there, hook it up, and make that, you know, our form of jambalaya from, you know, from the roux and from scratch and onion and all that there. So
they don't know nothing about
I still hear it. I still hit that Gullah soul food up in there every once in a while.
Yeah,
and so, you know, something about, you know, my mama used to make crackling bread all the time. So, crackling bread on all that. Man. My aunties are now. My aunties and dad, y'all listening down there in Brunswick, GA, and Darien, Georgia, Longview, Georgia. Hello, y'all. Yeah, man, they used to hook it up back in the day, man, you know, and with all that there, and, you know, all that food, and they still doing it like that. And so it's passed down from me, cousins, and all them there. So, yeah, man, so, yeah, the Gullah soul food still going on. Yeah,
man. Crackling bread. My mom used to make crack. She's gone. My dad's gone. That's 2 years now, almost to the day in September. That man, some good old crackling bread.
Yeah, man.
I'm coming to your house, Angie. make me either a plate or a bedroom, because I'm either coming down. I'm just gonna be so full. I'm gonna just fall out and have the ice be gonna hit me. Crack! Oh my gosh, some good old crackling bread. Oh goodness, and some greens,
man.
And you just take that and sop them greens up with that crackling.
Yep.
Okay, we have to get to this music, because otherwise we're gonna be talking. You're gonna be next time. We're gonna talk about some soul food and some rest. What we're gonna hear now? Some Love in Your Face. Ooh,
you remind me of a quiet storm, so smooth and warm. You soothe my soul, my heart you hold. You remind me of a song I used to sing, so familiar to me, a sweet melody in any key. You trust in me, I'll trust in you. We'll build our dreams, with our faith they'll come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey. Ain't no time to waste. Love's all in your face. You remind me of a red rose in bloom, the color of love is me and you. You remind me of a precious jewel so fair, a priceless pearl. I'm so glad you're my girl. You remind me of unconditional love. You're like an angel sent from heaven above. Trust in me, I'll trust in you. We'll build our dreams, without faith they will come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey. Ain't no time to waste. Love's all in your face.
Love's in your face, Lynch. Love's in your face.
Yeah,
you rock
yeah.
me calm and easy. Yes, it rocked me. Oof. Yes, some calm and easy. Here we go.
Rock me easy. Calm
love
me easy.
Embrace me. I'm safe in your arms.
Rock me.
Andy, y'all.
Love me. Embrace me. I'm safe in your arms. It ain't nothing wrong. Serenade me with a song. Darling, it's okay to sing to me all night and day. Love is the perfect key. I got joy all over me. I'm yours, it's alright. You're my wife, hold me tight.
Come on,
she pulls me near. She whispers in my ear. I thank the Lord above for blessing us, for joining us. And I found in you a love that's oh so true. I love you forever, no matter what we go through. Yeah.
Rock me, calm and easy.
Oh,
love
yeah.
me, embrace
yeah, yeah.
I'm safe in your arms.
Come on and rock me.
Embrace me, I'm safe in your arms.
Rock me,
They just bring me to tears. But I mean, he talks about his wife all the time in these songs. And if y'all don't know, now you know. You know, if it's not the Lord, it's his wife. So he don't fall too far from either one of those two subjects. So, you know, that's just Lee. And, you know, one Friday, we're going to take a trip on how he got here. You know, where he started, because we're doing some of these songs, and you have not heard all the songs that I've heard. We're going to take a journey, you know,
there's a
life.
Lot.
So, yeah, there's a lot out there. So we're going to take a journey as far as where he started and how he got there. So y'all need to stick with us because, like I said, I'm going to take you on a journey so you could understand the man who's doing these songs and how he creates these songs, which we talk about all the time. And then where he was and where he's been and how he's gotten to this point in his life where he is happy with just seems like everything. You know, he don't let too much bother him. And when it does, that gullah soul will definitely come out. So don't rock him where he's not calm and easy, because that man will take you to tears. He will fuss you, cuss you out, gullah style. So, this next song is called Tears.
My tears, just let me cry.
not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears. Just let me cry,
let me cry.
Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears.
Oh, the joy.
Just let me cry.
Unspeakable
yeah.
joy.
Not ashamed to express my love. I can't hold back my tears.
I can't hold back.
Just let me cry.
I can't hold back my tears.
Not ashamed to express my love.
I can't hold back my tears. I don't wanna hold back my tears.
Just let me cry.
Cry tears of joy.
Not ashamed to express my love.
About 3.5 minutes left. Is there any songs that you all would like to take us out on or anything you'd like to hear in particular?
For the most part.
I love that song. I know you said those words
yeah,
earlier. That's always a good one. For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you want to say anything to your listeners before we put this on, for the most part?
Yeah, thank y'all once again for tuning in. Much
mm-hmm.
love to y'all. I just saw my dashboard on number1music.com. 1,158 plays so far, and I'm at 199,922. So I'm almost at that milestone of 200,000. I thank y'all, man. I'm gonna be jumping up and down at 200,000 plays. So, man, I want to thank y'all out there for your downloads,
yeah.
and your shares, your subscribers out there. Much love. Thank y'all so much worldwide. Thank y'all. And I want to give all praise to God first and foremost on that. Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank y'all.
So you all, we need to help them get there. n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston. You can go there, listen to him, even if you had to play the same song over and over. But the best thing to do is listen to all of his music, for his plays, his soul power,
mm-hmm.
Just everything. For soul music, like I said, we're going to be going through his life. I'm going to kind of take him part piece by piece, but he's an amazing person. He has a story. He has, he just has talent. So we're going, as long as you with me and with him and with Auntie Baby, you're going to take him through this story because he has one to tell. And he didn't do this music just out of the air. So we're going to play for the most part, because that's a beautiful song. And then we're going to take us out. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Miss Angie. Would you like to say anything before I play, for the most part?
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just glad to be on, be a part of the program, and I always enjoy everything. I'm proud of my husband. He does a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Songs are
yeah.
beautiful,
yes,
y'all just
are.
Keep listening.
Yeah. Thank you, for the most part.
Yeah.
Could it be you see the love in me? Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me? You seem so mesmerized. all my time. So just relax your mind. For the most part, I'll give you all of me. You can have all my love. I'll love you for free. Could it be? Feel my heart, or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams. I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes?
Pleasure having you with us. You've just heard some mellow music, love ballads, songs of the heart, and songs from the heart from Lee Alston. And joining us this evening was his lovely wife, Miss Angie Alston, Gullah Soul Music, Freeport, Texas. And thank you for allowing us to be in the Love Vault with you. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, and you have been listening from In the Vault, and we pray you enjoy spending time with us. So please have a laid back evening. Yeah, man. Good night from Gullah Soul Music on the Strength, as this song Confession takes us out for the evening. So please join us again next Friday, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern on the Soul Power Music Network with Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music. Yes, sir. Gullah Soul Music listeners, from us to you.